Welcome to Goddedgy. I'm your host, Nanise Ellis. It's hard to ignore. We are living in a time of great awakening. This often means that old spiritual beliefs and old religious doctrines are being questioned and discarded. Many people are left to feel all alone and without any real guidance from above. Where do you find God after you have left organized religion or discovered that your old beliefs just don't hold water to the light of a new day? Goddedgy is your answer. Goddedgy is designed to help you create or recreate an intimate relationship with God on your own terms. Yes, it's time to turn the journey inside. It's time to find God inside yourself. This is what it means to awaken. This is what it means to be enlightened. This is what it means to create the life that you have always dreamed possible. Most of us already know that the answers are not outside of ourselves, that the answers truly are within. And how do you find those answers? Well, you find those answers by first seeking them, and second, knowing that they exist and not giving up until they reveal themselves to you. Life is constantly speaking to us in every way and every day, and it's our job to wake up and hear those answers. It's our job to wake up and see those answers. It's our job to wake up and live those answers. This is the most amazing time to be alive. We are so blessed to be alive now. And yet at the same time, it's a very challenging time to be alive. It's a very disturbing time, even, to be alive. And yet, this is what we often see at times of great change. Crisis often leads to opportunity. Chaos often leads to order, but not the old order as we've known it, but the new order. We cannot go on in creating or recreating our world until we first find our divine source, until we first find God. God truly is the answer. And so when I speak of God, I'm not speaking of a religious God or a God up on a throne or a God that has any particular judgments of right and wrong. What I'm speaking of is the God inside each and every one of you, the God that is in everything, the God that is unavoidable in the sunrises and the sunsets, in the flowers and the rain, the God that truly is loving us every moment of the day. And with the paradigm of this God, anything and everything is possible. In just a moment, we will do a meditation to help drop you into yourself, to help you reconnect with who you really are, to help you reconnect with God. After all, that is the purpose of Goddedgy, to help you reconnect with God inside of you. Today's show, we are going to have one of my dearest friends on, Rebecca Moulton, and she has found God on her own terms for sure. And we're going to speak about stories and how the stories that we tell in our life are either bringing us towards God or away from God, and how to recreate your own stories to help bring you closer to God. So it's going to be an exciting show, and I could hardly wait because, you see, it's all spontaneous, just like God is, and I never really know what's going to happen. So we're all bound to learn something and evolve just a little bit more. So let's do a little meditation together. And if you're in a safe place and you're not driving, please, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. Pull over. And if you're in a safe place and you can safely close your eyes, please do now. And you might hear some pauses in this meditation. Don't think that we've lost contact. We haven't. It's just to help you grow a little bit deeper and deeper into yourself. And so as your eyes are closed, I invite you to start noticing your breath, noticing the inhale and the exhale, the exhale and the inhale. And you might even notice that with each breath, the breath gets deeper and deeper, and you relax even more, and even more, and even more than that. And as this breath just effortlessly moves through your body, you also notice that with every inhale, you're inhaling light, a sense of love, a sense of lightness, a sense of peace. And with every exhale, You're exhaling heaviness, maybe challenges from the day or from your life, maybe even a sense of a shadow or a denseness. And with every inhale, more and more light and love, more peace, more harmony. With every exhale, everything that's not love effortlessly moves out of your body. And just keep breathing deeply like that. You're doing a great job. And with your eyes still closed, I want you to imagine that there is a golden light just outside the front of your body. That this golden light is bright and warm and loving. And at first it may just be a stream of light or a dot of light. But as you begin to notice it still with your eyes closed, you begin to realize that this light actually has shape. That this light has a shape of a beautiful figure, of a beautiful male figure. And as you begin to realize that this God has shape, you realize that, yes, this God has shape. And this shape is God. The shape is God coming to you, sharing light with you, enlightening you. And as this God moves just a little bit closer to you, you can feel the warmth and the peace and the love that comes from this God. And this God can easily and effortlessly take a step and move right into your body so that you and God are one. That you are one with God. And this may feel a little odd at first, but with a deep, relaxing breath, you realize that nothing could be more natural. Nothing could be more real. And as God and you integrate into one, you realize that you have always been God. You realize that the energy God is within you and has always been within you. And now as you continue to breathe deep, you notice that you become more and more relaxed and more harmonious with you and the oneness of who you really are. And I invite you to relax deeper and deeper into this harmonious, beautiful essence of who you really are as we go through the show tonight. I relax you. I invite you to listen to Goddess tonight from this beautiful place of peace and love. And take what fits, examine, maybe what doesn't. If it doesn't work, you can let it go. But maybe a new concept tonight just might change your entire life. So I invite you to open your minds and open your hearts and just notice what might happen. Rebecca, I'd love to bring you on to the show now. Are you there, sweetheart?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
Good. That was beautiful meditation.
Thank you. I could tell that you followed right along by the sound of your voice.
Yeah, I was very relaxed and felt that.
I'm glad. Glad. So one of the reasons, as you know, that I wanted to have you on the show tonight is because of your very intimate relationship with God. And although I don't know the history of your relationship with God, I do know that you've gone through some very challenging things in your childhood and earlier in your life. And I don't know if it's despite it or because of it, but you have found God on your own terms, which is what Goddess is all about. Mm-hmm. And I would love for you to share with our listeners tonight your path and how you were brought up as far as your connection to God and how that shifted over the years and where you are now.
Wow. Okay. As far back as I can remember, I had an awareness when I was little that I was here to love my family, to bring love to my family. And I felt very excited, very excited to be here, and very quickly started feeling a lot of pain and disappointment and wondering why this wasn't as fun as I thought it was going to be.
You mean like from the other side before you came here? Like, oh, yes. That sounds like fun.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And I just remember having an awareness of it being, you know, very small and having that just feeling of disappointment, like probably I'd say maybe around age 3. And maybe it being like starting out with like a imaginary friend type of thing, but always feeling, noticing that there was a presence with me and talking to that presence and always feeling like somebody was with me. I never felt alone. And as I got older and through some traumatic events, I remember just speaking directly to this source, or I called him Heavenly Father, because I grew up LDS. And my father, you know, was very religious and we would read scriptures, and he'd always teach me to listen to my heart and to pray to Heavenly Father. And so that was the term I used, Heavenly Father. And that's who I believed I was talking to. And I would pray at night, and I would try to send love to all my family, and I didn't want to leave anybody out. I remember I'd lay there in my bed and I would pray to send love to everyone and then their families, and then I'd like, okay, and then I would think of somebody else's family, and it would go on until I'd just fall asleep.
Wow.
And that would bring so much peace to me. And I remember one event, feeling that presence with me, would be after having been spanked severely by my dad and just feeling so beaten down and so angry and repressed and unable to express my emotions. Mm-hmm. And I went in the closet and I closed the door and I just sobbed and I said, please just take me away from here. I can't do this anymore. And I was probably 4 or 5 and feeling so angry inside, mm-hmm. that I could be treated like this and that nobody was protecting me or saving me. Yet I felt this calm, loving presence with me. But they just weren't taking me out of this situation. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I don't remember what happened after that. So maybe some divine intervention happened. And maybe I was shown, I believe that I was shown what I really was here to do. And then I was reassured and said, okay, all right. Got back up and brushed myself off. All right, I'm ready. And I always feel like I've had an inner knowing and just following my feelings. My path and my life have been, somebody on the outside looking in would say, boy, she's had some rough things in her life and made some choices. And yeah, I've made some choices that have made my life probably more difficult, but only making them from the place where I was at the time and just believing that I was being led the whole way. Mm-hmm. And looking back, I don't regret anything that I've done. I honestly believe that it's all divine. And there's times where I'm just very, very grateful for this experience that I'm having here, because something tells me I'm going to, this is very special, and I want to cherish it because I think I'll be very sad when it's over.
Yes. Yes, it really is a gift, and we forget that, especially when we're caught up in challenges and negative energies. But you're right, it is a gift. It's very much a gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what is... Go ahead.
My experience is, has grown and changed of my view of God. I mean, you know, I would see him as like a white father figure beaming, and then I would confuse that with Jesus, and Jesus felt like a father figure and like a spirit that I felt very close to also. Felt very connected to Jesus. And even I've read other religions, and I mean, I don't practice, I'm not LDS anymore. I kind of just naturally moved away from that because I wasn't resonating with that. And I've always just felt like God is inside of me. I don't need to be in any type of religion to find that. I go directly to the source that is there. But, you know, I want the full concentration.
Yes.
And so that's just always been in my heart, and that's how I've done it. And I journal, and I feel like I receive messages from my higher self through my journaling and praying. I feel like my prayers are answered, and I feel very watched over still. And just, I went for a beautiful hike just before this show and felt this beautiful energy just come over my body. And I know that that's that golden love and light God who I'm connected to. And it's still unraveling and creating. I mean, I only know so little compared to what it really is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's amazing. And I just feel very excited.
I can feel your energy. You know, there's a difference between just thinking these thoughts and actually experiencing them, like as a full body experience. And it's so clear that you experience the words that you share as a full body experience. That when you say that you're directly connected to Source and you're being led, we can feel it. You know, I'm speaking for all the listeners out there. We can feel it. We can feel it, and that is so divinely beautiful. It makes all the difference in life. I'm going to ask you a question that I probably know the answer to, and that is there a difference between days that you feel connected to Source versus days that you don't feel connected to Source?
Like my day experience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I get in this mode where I believe that I'm doing it alone, and that it's and that it can be tough, and that things are tough. Yeah, that I'm having to endure and push through something, and that's when I'm realizing, wow, I'm buying into something that's not very true here. I need to reconnect and breathe deep.
Yes. That's an interesting place to be, you know, feeling like you're doing it alone and that it's tough and you're all alone and all that. I'm sure a lot of people resonate with that. I'm sure that many people live like that. And the key is becoming aware that that's where you are and switching over to that connection with Source. And in a second, I would like you to share with everybody what that looks like for you. And if anybody would like to call into the show tonight with questions for me or for Rebecca, or if you would like to share your own experience about God with God, or even if you would like us to put you in the prayer circle tonight, that would be awesome. The phone number to call is 530-327-7602. And again, that's 530-327-7602. And I would love to hear from you. So get your phone ready and call on in. So Rebecca, what, how would you answer that? How would you answer that? How do you reconnect when you're going through a situation? Maybe it's a day, or maybe it's a life crisis, and you're feeling all alone and disconnected. How do you get back to God?
Well, I have to admit, sometimes I don't realize that I'm disconnected, and I'm just becoming now. Am I becoming more aware that that's what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
But some days I would be in it for a couple of days and be calling my friends, close friends, and, oh, why is this so tough? And, they'll get in my stories with me, and
mm-hmm.
and they'll say, oh, I can't believe that's happening to you. And then I'm like, wait, no, this doesn't feel right. I don't need you to jump in on it with me.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate your love, but no, this isn't feeling.
So it's like you've enrolled them.
Exactly. And they're really believing it. And I'm like, wow, okay. I know enough that if I'm not feeling peace, then I'm not in truth.
Yes.
And the things that bring me back to that peace are sitting in stillness and feeling whatever the feeling is that is coming up, whether it's anger or whatever the story is that I'm buying into, the emotion behind it. Just allowing myself to feel that emotion and really intensely. And just breathing very deep into it.
Mm-hmm.
The moment that I realize that I'm doing that, if I'm at work, I'll go in the bathroom and I'll shut the door and I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm at home, I go in my bedroom and shut the door and I'll do that. Today I had time to go up the mountain, and I felt some intense anger starting to surface. And I'm like, I'm just going to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to allow it to surface. And just ride that wave, because I know that it's a wave, and that I will come out the other end. I'm not going to stay in that place like I believed before.
Yeah.
And it's becoming quicker, the shifting. Sometimes it'll just stop, and then it'll come back again, and then it'll stop, and then. Lately, I've been experiencing so much more peace.
It's a matter of experience, It's like it's initially it's hard to sit with the silence, to sit with the stillness, to let those feelings come up. I mean, those are what most people avoid at all costs, and we avoid it through the addiction lifestyle where we're always doing something, the TV has to be on, or the radio, or we have to have some stimulus, we're eating, or this sex, or this, going here, going there, buying this, buying that, constant conversation. So it's like we do all these things in our life to keep us from feeling the emotions, to keep us from the stillness, because we haven't been taught that that's mm-hmm. the place to go. It's so interesting to me, Rebecca, because most people have realized at this point in our evolution that the answer is not outside of ourselves, that really the answers are inside of ourselves. And the next question should be, so then how do I get inside? If the answer's not out, how do I get inside? And it's through the emotions. It's through the emotions that the very thing that we have been trying to avoid and escape most of our lives, because we've been either taught that it's wrong or never taught that it's right. It's the key. It's the key to connecting with the divine. And you're right. It's like, so you said you go up on the mountain and you're experiencing this anger, but mm-hmm. instead of trying to push it down, you allow it to come up. And as a result, you end up in this beautiful, delicious place of just feeling so peaceful and so loved by the divine. And that's really the only way that it can happen. I'm gonna talk myself out of the anger, I'm not interested in the anger, the anger's bad, that you never would have arrived at peace and love.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. The other piece of the formula that you mentioned that is equally as hard is the patience. It's mm-hmm. the patience, because how do we know we're going to come out the other side? I can go into that, that place that feels dark, and that might be anger or whatever, it feels dark, and how do I know I'm not going to get stuck there? And I don't want to get stuck there. And so, because I don't want to get stuck there, then, you know, I avoid it at all costs. Have you had that experience as well?
Oh, yeah. I was excellent at running. My pattern has been to run from those in many ways, with relationships, with being distracted with all the things, like you said, overworking. I would have to say that would be my escape. I would be avoiding it. Because the feeling would just become so intense that I wouldn't know what to do. I would just be like, oh my gosh, what? Am I going to die? Am I going to have a panic attack?
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what it feels like. It mm-hmm. feels like a panic attack. Like, I can't even get a breath. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But that really is the key. The key is moving through it. Moving through it. And you know, it's... We're not meant to get stuck there. We really are meant to move through it. That our emotions are like a river, and when we let go and allow that river to take us deep within ourselves, yes, it might feel kind of bad or even miserable for a little while, but if we don't stop the process, it processes through. And the place that we end up at is connected to our core, connected to our center. And this is where we find the divine. This is where we connect with God. This is where we find that love and that peace. And honestly, I don't think that it's possible, and I want to hear what you think too, but I don't think it's possible to really connect with the divine unless you allow yourself to feel whatever you're feeling. So it's like you feel this anger, I'm not going to feel that anger. I'm not going to feel that anger, but I'm going to go meditate. And I've got this really great meditation, a CD, or I know it or whatever, and I'm going to go on a mountain and meditate. But that anger, no, that's not going to get a chance to come mm-hmm. up. I don't personally think it's possible to get to source, to get to peace and love, unless we first process that anger, unless we hop on the boat in the river of emotion and allow it to take us deep within inside of ourselves. And then we can get to the divine.
I would have to agree. My experience has been when I've tried to do those type of things, it feels inauthentic. I'm not getting deep. There's,
right.
I haven't reached that deepness that takes me to that bliss, that release, that freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Absolutely. A little while ago, you started talking about your friends, that, you know, you're not in a good place, and you call up a friend, and, you know, you're telling them your story, and next thing you know, they're enrolled in your story, and not only are you not feeling better, now you've got more energy connected to the story.
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Now you've got to figure out how to get out of the story for you, and now for your friend.
Oh, and then they have their story that they want to mm-hmm. share that's similar, so.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes, yes. So it just gets bigger and bigger, and we move further and further away from source.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I started off the show tonight talking a little bit about that stories, all our stories are either taking us closer to God or further away from God. And of course, you know, at the core, the source, there are no stories, there just is. But the stories before that place become what I see as a pathway. They're a pathway to get up, to go in one direction or the other. And so if I tell stories that I'm a victim or I'm unsafe, I'm moving away from God. And if I tell stories that I'm loved and God loves me, then I'm moving towards God.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that it's possible to be stagnant. I think that we're either moving one way or the other every moment of our lives, and we get to choose. That we get to choose which way we move, and one of those ways is by being conscious of the stories that we tell, either verbally out loud or even in our heads. We tell stories of love. We're moving closer to God. That feels good. We tell stories of separation or hatred. We're moving further away from God, and that doesn't feel good. But one of the things that I love is that, you know, God is self-correcting. And what I mean by that is that we always know if we're which direction we're moving in. Because, like I said, when we move towards God, it feels good. So we want to do more of what feels good. That's why it feels good. That's the point. It's an automatic program. Feels good if we move towards God. Doesn't feel good. So now we're moving away from God and we want to feel better. So we change our stories, our behaviors, our thoughts so that we can move towards God. It's like judgment. You know, if I judge somebody, I'm not going to feel good. It is impossible to judge someone and feel good. And so if I don't feel good, then I can say, oh, what's going on? Oh, I notice in this example, I'm judging my neighbor, and that doesn't feel good. And I keep judging my neighbor, and that doesn't feel good. I keep judging my neighbor, and that doesn't feel good. And eventually I'll reach this place where I said, you know what? I'm tired of not feeling good. My neighbor's fine, right?
Mm-hmm,
I'm
not.
And so I self-correct, and the universe, God, divine source, draws me back in. I change my path. I change my pattern, and I let go of the judgment, and then maybe I start seeing my neighbor as innocent, and eventually maybe I even see my neighbor as loving, and eventually maybe I even create a deep, intimate friendship with my neighbor, and I'm moving towards God. And with that first step, just dropping the judgment, and that second step, just seeing him or her as innocent, I'm feeling better and better. I'm going to do some more of this. I'm going to do some more of this. And so God draws me back in through good feelings. I think that God was brilliant in creating that plan, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great example.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, Rebecca, how do you see the world changing in relation to God and religion and personal experience?
I see religion as a way for people to connect to God, no matter what religion it is.
Yes.
And it's a gateway for them and a way for them. It gives them a system and a way and tools And I think that's beautiful. Anything that teaches you love and about God and doing good is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now I think there's going to be a lot of the parts that aren't good in love that will be, to be restructured that religion creates with it. And I think everyone will start to realize that there is the God that they're praying to is the same God.
Yes.
And that we are all connected and we are all moving towards this oneness. We're back to the center that we were created from, you know, this one divine creator.
Yes. Yes.
That's my belief. What I see.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. When we look at the depths of many religions, we see that really it goes back to the same core beliefs when we move past, you know, doctrine and judgments and, you know, wrongs and rights and shoulds and have-tos. Then when we get right to the heart of the matter, most religions have an unbelievable similarity in God and relationship to God. So in some ways it's almost like peeling away the layers, peeling away that the house to find the foundation, and there we find God. And I love what you said. I totally agree that we're waking up to discover that we really have been praying to the same God. And who would have thought that we were all praying to the same God?
Yeah.
I was watching this video yesterday. It was a little grandmother, and it was about the Wisdom Keepers. I think I sent it to you, even if anybody's listening and would like a copy, just email me, and you can go to my website at nanice.com, nanice.com, and just email me from there, and I'll give that information later again, and I'll send you a copy of this video that you could find online. And it was very beautiful. And one of the things that it spoke about is that we really are finding each other again, that we really are in this great time of awakening, and that we're beginning to discover the power of who we really are and our power as creators, and that God really is inside of us and in each and every one of us, and that the connection that we find to life, to Earth, and to each other is really the same as the connection to God. And it speaks about a whole new world that we are creating, that we are, I'm going to paraphrase this, but with the chosen ones, that we are the strongest ones, that we are here for a mission. And that mission is to bring in a whole new world, to bring in love and to bring in kindness and to bring in an experience of God. And not just God in the church or in the synagogue or whatever, but God inside everything and everyone. And when we look at world transformation from this perspective, it really seems so very, very easy, and I believe that it will be, because we are waking up and we are remembering who we are, and we're taking back our power, and in so doing we're also taking back the power of Earth for her, for Earth. We are living in such a remarkable time. We are so lucky to be alive, so lucky to be part of this great, great planet, to be part of Earth. And I think the more connected that we do get to Earth, the more connected we are to ourselves and to each other and to God. And to God. Don't open your heart, a good place to start.
sunshine, we'll dance in the moonlight, we'll love everyone. When that day has come, our lives will have plenty, we'll never feel empty, we'll play and have fun. When that day has come, with everyone caring, a world filled with sharing, a new day begun. When that day has come, there'll be no others, just sisters and brothers who live as one. Make peace with yourself, then everyone else will see themselves now.
Jade and the Ascension Tribe singing When That Day Has Come. And what a perfect complement to exactly what we were speaking about. That day is now. That day has come now. And you and I get to be the difference that we see in the world, that no one else is going to do it, that the answer lies within us, that we are the answer. You are the answer. And no one is going to do it for you. And how do we become the answer? How are we the answer? Simply by remembering who we really are and getting in alignment and integrity with who we really are. And then everything else takes care of itself. Rebecca, I know that you and I have had conversations about this, and that your life, the intention and integrity of your life, is certainly that way and in that direction. Am I correct in sharing that?
Yeah, I would say so. Yes, that's true.
Yeah. And so, is it easy? But is it worth it? What would you say to that?
Oh boy, it's not easy. No, it's a commitment that you just. I mean, yeah, you're. It's definitely a hard path, but it's definitely worth it. And because when you're going through it, that's the tough part, you know. But then you have the reflection and the bliss that we were talking about, which makes it all worth it.
Right.
And you know that your soul is growing and you're connecting closer and closer. And you're just being shown what it's really about. You know, one piece at a time.
Yeah. One piece at a time. One piece at a time. And what most don't understand yet is that every moment is an opportunity to get into alignment. Like, there's nothing that's happening outside of that paradigm. That everything is conspiring on our behalf, giving us opportunities to show up as who we really are. And today, for example, I went to pick my mom up to take her to the doctor, and I was going straight on the street, and a woman turned in front of me. We ended up in a car accident, and she didn't stop, and she kept going. And it would have been very easy for me to tell a story about that. It would have been very, very easy for me, like, you know, how, you know, she hit my car and she kept going, and all that. And what I discovered was that I had no story about it. I had no story about her or what she did or anything else. And in fact, when she finally did return and I saw her face to face, I just looked at her and I just saw absolute beauty, and she was beautiful. She was beautiful. And there was a moment. I mean, in that moment, I saw God. I saw God, and we connected. And honestly, Rebecca, if that had happened, you know, years and years ago, I think I would have been nice and polite and friendly, but I don't think I would have looked for God in the woman's eyes who just totaled my car and took off.
Yeah. Wow, Nanice, that's really beautiful.
Thank you.
You really exemplified beautiful love in a lot of your actions that you take, and just from stories that you've shared, and you're very connected, and you radiate much love.
As do you, my friend, as do you. Just out there, you radiate vibrant, vibrant love and compassion. We did a show, you and I, on LA Talk Radio not so long ago, and it was on that. It was on compassion. And I invite any of our listeners to go to my website and to download that show as well, and I'll give a little information about that in a few minutes. But, yeah, I agree with you. You know, it hasn't always been easy. Now it's easy. Now it's easy. But for years, you know, just the choice to choose love over fear, the choice to choose love over fear, and sometimes choosing fear, getting stuck in fear, and then having to do a complete 360 and choosing love. And that's not easy. But the more you do it, the easier it does get until it becomes automatic. And then once it becomes automatic, you realize that there has become an alignment, an integration, as in integrity, with who you really are, so that your thoughts, your actions, your behavior are all in alignment with who you really are inside. And this, I believe, is living in an awakened state. And I believe that this is living in a harmonious state, not just for us individually, but for us collectively as a planet. And I believe that this is what everyone is really looking for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who you are and living from that place. Yeah. Rebecca, we only have a couple more minutes. What words of divine wisdom would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Well, I think it's just remember who you really are. Remember remember that if you are feeling anything that's uneasy, that's anything less than peaceful, then you're in judgment and you've bought into a story. And the good news is that you can change that story and bring it back to peace again.
I love that. Change that story and bring it back to peace again. That is so beautiful. Thank you so much, Rebecca, for sharing this time with me. You are absolutely amazing, and I love you.
Oh, I love you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so in the last few minutes of the show, I would like to offer out prayer, and anybody who would like prayer, just intend it right now. Or if you know somebody who you would like to send a prayer to, just intend that right now, too. And it is as good as done. It is done. It is just done. And if you would like us to pray particularly for somebody, yourself or a friend who needs prayer, who needs healing, please email me. You can go to my website at nandice.com, nanice.com, and just email me from there, or from the bbsradio.com website / godergy, godergy. And while you're at my website, please download the song that you heard today, When That Day Has Come by Jade and the Ascension Tribe. It is an amazing song with a very high vibration and will help bring you back in touch with the divine. And you can go to my website again at nanice.com. That's nanice.com. Look on the right link column there. You'll see two free sound downloads. One song we played last week, and That was Secondhand to God, which is the theme song of the show. And this week's song is also there. There's also a free book download, I Am, which is a beautiful book which will also bring you closer to God. There's tons of articles, archived shows, the show that we mentioned with Rebecca just a moment ago. Just go to articles, shows, and more. Chai with Nani, Sally Talk Radio, and scroll down and just look for the show with Rebecca Moulton on compassion, and you will absolutely love that show and find many, many other shows there as well that you like. And finally, while you're there, check out The Pledge. The Pledge is a new way, a new day. We'll show you how to live from being who you really are in every day and every way. It will help you change your life and in so doing change the world. So the last thought that I would like to leave you with is that you are divine. Even in your worst moment, even in your most angry or most challenging moment, you still are divine. You are. Just as you go to sleep at night and, you know, you have a dream and you may forget that, you know, you're sleeping in your bed out of the dream state, but nonetheless, you still are. It still exists. You are divine love. You are divine harmony. You have all the answers within you. No other place. They're right in there. And I hope you join us week after week here on BBS Radio for Godergy. And I hope that your path to God becomes lighter and lighter and more fun for that matter, because it is fun. It is fun. We're here to have fun, and we are here to live, and we are here to experience life in its greatest, most divine source. You are that love, and you are divine. You are the God that you have been praying to. Till next week, you have been listening to Godergy. I'm Nanis. Have an amazing week, and remember, you are loved. Bye for now.